Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I biked from Atlanta.
We're not talking motorcycle.
To Pittsburgh. Chad Koval's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Chad, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're okay. What would possess you to bike, again, cycle from Atlanta to Pittsburgh?
There's nothing else going on right now, right? No, my friends and I always wanted to bike the trail from Pittsburgh to D.C. growing up through high school and never really got a chance to for whatever reason. And I figured why not add another 1,000 miles to it and come up and see family and friends.
How relieved were you to see Point State Park when you arrived, and how sore was your butt?
Yes, you cannot stop the butt pain. That is one thing that I learned through this trip. And to see Point State Park after 24 days on the road was a big relief.
24 days. And seriously, though, did you do this alone?
I was alone. The only people that I had with me were the people that I met along the way. No car supporting me, nothing like that. Just me and my thoughts for a pretty long time on those backcountry roads.
That is awesome. I mean, most people, as you mentioned, get like an entourage with them where there's vans giving them food and making sure their bike's in working order and things like that. You had none of that. In fact, how much biking experience? I mean, are you a regular biker? Do you bicycle a lot?
I do not. Oh. I just bought the bike specifically for this trip. You know, I'd always been active or, you know, done outdoor activities growing up, but not specifically biking. This was just kind of a new thing I decided to pick up.
Makes perfect sense. You know, you want to go for a bike ride, you buy a new bike and just happen to burn off a first 1,000 miles on it there.
Yeah, you got to break it in somehow.
So, Chad, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 31.
And what do you do in real life?
So I was in IT consulting. I worked with SAP for a while in Pittsburgh before moving down to Atlanta. So that's what I was doing a few months back when I got laid off. I was doing SAP consulting, things like that.
Wow. What did you do as you're bicycling 1,000 miles with no support? What did you do if you ran into any kind of mechanical problem or a tire issue or something like that?
Yeah, you learn pretty quick. Don't really have a choice. You either fix it and get going again or call for an SOS. So we only had one tire issue along the whole way that we had to do anything with, so it wasn't too bad, but like I said, you learn on the fly.
Where did you stay? Did you just camp or did you get in hotels, motels?
A little bit of both, more camping than anything. Again, with the pandemic, I wanted to stay pretty socially distant the best I could. So a lot of it was staying at state parks or out in the woods somewhere in a tent. I just had a one-person tent with me. But some nights are in the bigger cities, you don't really have a choice. So I had a few hotel nights along the way as well.
Yeah. Did you have a little trailer with a bicycle that you were pulling behind with maybe some change of clothes, or did you just sort of get going?
I had two of everything. So two shirts, two pairs of bike shorts, two shorts. That was kind of my thing, was to bring two of everything. And I had two big 40-liter bags attached to a rack on the back, and a dry bag, a 20-liter dry bag that I bungee down to the back as well.
You did a great job, Noah. How did you make your map? How did you map the trip? I said so Noah. I know your name's Chad. I was joking about Noah.
There's a trail that connects Florida to Maine. And when I say trail, it's just kind of a network of roads the whole way up the coast called the East Coast Greenway. So what I did was I went from Atlanta, about 320 miles down to Savannah, Georgia, where I hooked up with that East Coast Greenway. And then from there, I pretty much followed that all the way to Washington, D.C. And that's where I hooked up with that CNO towpath and the Gap Trail to finish it off to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we've had conversations over the last few years. Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald has done this with a group of people from Pittsburgh to D.C. on that. Everybody that does it says it's incredible.
It's beautiful, especially after riding on the road for 1,000 miles to get on a full bike trail with no traffic and the views that they have there along the way. It was wonderful. It was an easy finish.
So you rode your bicycle from Atlanta to Savannah. That's south, and that's
correct.
Like 300. That's a long ride because I've driven that in the car. That's like 350 miles. So you went out of your way 350 miles to actually get on the Greenway to go north. Why not just sort of try a different route to get to the Greenway?
If you plug it into Google for the bike directions, it tells you to go straight up north, and it's about 660 miles. But the elevation on that through the mountains is not very fun, and I figured I'd rather have a nice scenic East Coast ride than battle the mountains for who knows how many days to get up there through that the direct path.
Your mom did not raise a dummy, that's for sure, because I would have went straight through the mountains and huffed and puffed.
You know what, Chad? If you were on a game show, someone would give Chad Koval a brand new Peloton. You could do that from the comfort of your home. You don't have to get on the road. You know, so many people have bought into this Peloton craze during the pandemic so they could stay in shape since they weren't going anywhere for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother and my sister actually had bought one right as I was planning to do all this. And we definitely had some fun competitions as I was coming up here and hitting the high mile markers, and they were trying to keep up on their Pelotons along the way.
Oh, that's cool. You made a good game, family game out of it. How are you going to get back 1,000 miles? How are you going to get back to Atlanta? Are you going to drive, or what are you going to do?
I will not be getting on a bike. That's a promise. We're going to take a little break from that. But my wife drove up here from Atlanta with a rack on the back of the car. We're going to put the bike on that and take a little road trip back to Atlanta here in the next week or two.
What do you miss most about Pittsburgh?
Friends and family. I mean, that's the whole reason I came up here, to be honest. You know, not seeing anybody for a long time is tough, and we're all going through it right now. So it was just great to see everybody at the point, and I've been trying to make the rounds, even with everything going on here, to at least say hello to everybody. So I think that's definitely what I miss the most.
What's one observation or one view or one thing that made such an impression on you during that ride, 24 days on a bicycle?
Yeah, I think you just learn to live in the moment, learn to appreciate the things that you do have instead of the things you don't. You know, I was pretty down after losing my job for a bit, but when you're sitting on that bike by yourself and reflecting on things, you learn to appreciate the little things like a hot shower or somebody reaching out to you and saying something. So I think that's what I can take away from the whole thing.
Well, maybe, ironically, you might get a job in Pittsburgh down the road. I hope it works out for you, Chad. Thanks for sharing your story.
That. Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.